Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm in trouble, you pray. It's the same as saying, I feel great, sing. You sing. No, if you're married, let him. Everybody say, let him, let him. It might not hurt to underline those two words, let him. You happy, you sing. You going through some stuff? You pray. Not to say I can't pray for you and other people can't pray for you, but we can't do your praying for you. I've had men tell me oftentimes, say, well, you know, my wife's the prayer in the family. I said, she can't do your praying for you. Thank God she's a prayer and a good one, but she can't do your praying for you. Nobody can. And if you try to turn it over to other people, what's going to happen is you're not going to know. There's so much stuff you're not going to know. You're going to bump along and you're going to make mistake after mistake after mistake because you hadn't heard from Him. And the Lord's merciful, but there's no reason to make all these mistakes when we can seek Him and wait on Him and get direction, get answers. Is it possible that we can pray and pray extra if we need? If you need to, pray all night. How many understand some big things and big moves in life? I mean, praying all night be a small thing. Yes. To get it right.
Yes.
To get your marriage right. To get your job and career right.
Yes.
Church you go to, the ministry involved, get it right. That's nothing. Like I said, you can take an afternoon nap. Be great. But we can know, is it possible, just like Jesus prayed all night and He knew exactly who to pick, what position to place a man, what to do going forward. Can we know something like that?
Yes.
Is it possible for us to pray like He prayed and know like He knew? We've got other scripture says, you have an unction of the Holy One and you know all things you need to know. Keep going, verse 14, he talks about the sick. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Now this implies, if you look up these words, it implies somebody that's in bad shape that might not be able to pray for themselves. And in this case, thank God you can. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15, and the prayer of faith. There's a lot about prayer in here, isn't there? Prayer, yeah. Prayer, yeah. Prayer. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he's committed sins, they'll be forgiven him. And you can see why the Spirit of God's talking about prayer. Verse 16, he goes into prayer in a broader sense now. He says, confess your faults one to another, and what? Pray, pray, one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Do we need to pray?
Yes.
Jesus prayed. Do we need to pray? Yes. Will it do any good?
Yes.
Will all this praying do any good?
Yes.
He said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails, you might say, accomplishes much. We're going to see that in another translation in just a moment. Keep reading. He gives an example of Elijah. The Greek to English calls it Elias, but it's talking about Elijah. Was a man subject to like passions as we are. Now this is a whole sermon right here. Elijah didn't float on clouds. Elijah got hungry just like you do. Elijah had feelings that weren't wonderful just like you do. In fact, if you read the whole story, when Jezebel was after him to kill him, you know, he ran away. Remember that? And asked God to let him die. Let him come home. He said, I'm the last one left. Lord, you know, I'm the only one you got left down here. Just take me on home. Take me home. Take me. Just take me home. And the Lord said, you're not the last one. I got thousands. that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. So Elijah was having a bad day. Right? I'm not bringing it up. The scripture brought it up, that he's a man subject to like passions and feelings as us. And he prayed earnestly. So I reckon this wasn't a 3-minute prayer, maybe. And if you read the passage, you'll find that there was more involved. That it what might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Here the scripture is attributing that entire part of the world's climate was affected for 3.5 years because this man prayed. We believe the Bible or not?
Yes.
Climate's a pretty big deal. No scientist has figured out how to control it yet. God said prayer can control it. He's bringing it up, isn't he?
Yes.
He brought it up because he's talking about prayer. He said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And then he wants to give you an example of what he's talking about. Elijah prayed and it affected the climate of the whole region, not for a week, 3.5 years. Verse 18, and then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. A lot of people don't believe this. They mock, they make fun. They wouldn't believe if the churches got together and prayed that it would affect the weather for a half a day. They think it's ridiculous. They think we're just poor, ignorant folks that need the crutch of religion. I want to boldly declare, the Lord spared this place from a hurricane. You believe it or not?
Yes.
Now I know some people did get affected, but it would have been, were you here? Did you see what was going on? Did you hear it? Something happened. Something happened. God gutted that thing. Is that right? Dry air flowed into that thing and cut the life out of it over the Gulf. The Gulf is not dry air. I mean all the natural things. It should have been fueled. It should have been a monster like it was down in the islands and maybe more. God spared us. I said he spared us. Spared. I know some folks got hurt, but it could have been a lot worse. Could have been a lot worse. Was any prayer involved? Did you think it mattered? You were there. I mean, when we stood up in Branson, we all prayed together. We released our faith. And Big Sister was hooked with you. You can be hooked with them too on another occasion. But many have come to the place where they don't believe this. They don't believe that a prayer would affect the weather. They just think folks are imagining things. But I believe the Bible. And I know from some small experience, I've seen the Lord do it. Over and over and over again. You have not? Because you didn't ask. And because you didn't use your authority. No. Let's read it again. Verse 16. And I'll put this up in the Amplified, please. James 5:16. Confess to one another your faults. And pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. The earnest, heartfelt, continued, there it is again, pray without ceasing. Prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. What kind of power does it take to control what's the atmosphere go up to? 90,000 feet? Over the space of hundreds and hundreds of miles? What kind of forces are you talking about? What kind of power are you talking about? A prayer can change that. If a prayer can change the flow and operation of trillions of cubic feet of space and moisture content and air flows and jet currents and all of that, why couldn't a prayer adjust your kidney or affect your blood pressure or your heart or your finances? Oh, friends, we got so much available to us that we haven't been fully utilizing. The prayer, earnest. So you're not playing around. Heartfelt. Continued. You don't just do it for 2 minutes and quit. Prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. That's no exaggeration when you read these next two verses. If you don't think tremendous power was available affecting that, then you're not paying attention. Tremendous. Come on, say it out loud. Tremendous. Tremendous power available. So just in our first lesson here tonight on this, we've seen two big things. Prayer made available tremendous knowledge. Can you see that? Knowing the plan of God. Knowing who, where, when, how. Also here we see prayer makes tremendous power available. Knowledge. Knowledge of the plan of God. Knowledge of what to do. And power. Tremendous power. I reckon we ought to do some more praying. What do you think, saints? What do you think? Makes tremendous power available. Verse 17, Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, feelings, affections, constitution like ours. He prayed earnestly for it not to rain. And what happened? It didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. Verse 18, then he prayed again, and the heavens supplied rain, and the land produced its crops as usual. No matter what scientists and skeptics may say, I believe this. How about you? And the Bible's reminding us, he is not somebody who is above everything and couldn't relate to you. He's not some superhuman being that wouldn't understand how you operate. He's just like us. Can you see what he's saying? Just like you. Got feelings, got issues, made mistakes, had a rough day, just like you. What's he telling us? You can pray like this too. You can get results like this too.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me